Welcome to Beaufort County This Week. Today is Friday, April 26th, and this week former Clemson and NFL defensive tackle Jarvis Jenkins celebrated his 36th birthday. I'm Matt Golden, and here are your top stories of the week. A Port Royal officer saved a woman from drowning in Battery Creek. Teacher pay for next year has been locked in, and a Netflix show returns to Hunting Island to film. All this and more coming up on Beaufort County This Week. Beaufort County is a really popular destination for residents of this world. It's also a popular destination for residents of the supernatural world. Be sure to check out Sea Island Spirits, where VCTV's Cassie Hedden takes us on a journey about local spirits, haunts, legends, and other spooky things in Beaufort County. Find episodes of Sea Island Spirits on VCTV and on the VCTV YouTube channel. Port Royal police officer on the job less than a year is being credited for going above and beyond the call of duty to save the life of a woman having a mental health crisis at the town's public beach Tuesday. Karina Freire Galindo, a Port Royal police officer, was patrolling the popular Sands Beach Tuesday when she spotted a woman standing on the edge of a floating dock who appeared to be talking on the phone. She was crying at about the same time as Freire Galindo was parked her patrol vehicle, she suddenly received a dispatch about a woman threatening suicide. Freire Galindo quickly made contact with the anguished woman and tried to get her away from the dock's edge, but she resisted, then jumped into Battery Creek. Without hesitation, Port Royal Police said, Freire Galindo removed her body armor and weapon and jumped into the water herself. Freire Galindo then grabbed the woman and swam to the shoreline. Bystanders assisted the officer in getting the woman out of the water. From the Island Packet, how much teachers will earn has been locked into for the upcoming school year. State senators Wednesday passed a $13.8 billion spending plan for the next fiscal year, which begins July 1st. As part of the plan, Senate agreed with the House's proposal to increase starting salary for teachers in the state to $47,000 a year, up from $42,500. Governor Henry McMaster said he wants to bring the starting salary up to $50,000 by 2026. The minimum salary schedule, which pays teachers based off years of experience and level of education attained, would extend to 28 years from 23 years. Districts have the option to pay teachers above the state's minimum salary schedule. In South Carolina, 67 out of the state's 73 traditional public schools districts have a starting salary less than $47,000. From the Island Packet, cast and crew of the Netflix show Outer Banks returned to Hunting Island State Park this week to film for the series' upcoming fourth season. The two-day shoot took place near the park's iconic lighthouse, a recurring setting for the action-packed teen drama. Scenes filmed in the area on Monday and Tuesday included most of the main cast, including actors Rudy Pankow and Madison Bailey. Production temporarily shut down the park's North Beach parking lot and spaces around Hunting Island Lighthouse, which has been closed to the public since early 2022. This won't be the first time the Prize State Park in the northern Beaufort County has served in the show's natural backdrop, said Matt Storm, film commissioner of South Carolina. The pilot episode features a drunken brawl between characters at the Boneyard. Filmed at the park, similarly nicknamed Maritime Forest, the Hunting Island Lighthouse is seen several times throughout the first season. Used interchangeably with Interior Folly Beach's Morris Island Lighthouse to depict the series' fictional Redfield Lighthouse. And now here are some events to get you out and about this weekend. Saturday at Nectar Farm Kitchen in Bluffton, you can join them for a classic oyster roast. They've got everything you need: buckets of local oyster, Sapelo Island middle neck clams, steamed local shrimp, Nectar beer specials, and live music from Corey Tate on the outdoor patio. It all starts at 4 p.m. on Saturday. On Saturday at the Coastal Discovery Museum in Hilton Head, It's the 2024 Art Market. Join us on April 27th and 28th for a curated showcase of fine art and craftsmanship set up against the picturesque backdrop of Honeyhorn's Low Country. The 2024 Art Market features works by 100 plus artists spanning ceramics, fiber, glass, jewelry, metalwork, painting, drawing, photography, and sculpture. Admission is $5 per person, and tickets can be purchased in advance or at the gate. Children aged 12 and under are free. Pets are not allowed inside the art market. However, individuals who require the assistance of service animals are permitted to bring them. And as always, you can enjoy some great movie fun at the Highway 21 Drive-In. Friday, Saturday, Sunday at 8:15 p.m., you can enjoy Kung Fu Panda 4 rated PG, and then at 10:05, you can enjoy Godzilla and Kong: The New Empire rated PG-13. Both of those are at Screen 1. On Screen 2 at 8:15, you can enjoy Ghostbusters: Frozen Empire rated PG-13, and then Civil War rated R at 10:10. And finally, on Screen 3 at 8:15, it's Abigail rated R, followed by Monkey Man rated R at 10:30. Hopefully some of these events piqued your interest, and maybe I will see you out and about this weekend. Have a fun and safe weekend, Beaufort County. As always, we ask you, check out our friends at Beaufort County Animal Services by going to their Facebook page, where you can see courtesy posts for missing pets, found pets, and pets you can adopt. First off, we want to talk about the opportunity for a short-term foster to help get this little doggy's hair back and healthy. He is great with other animals, but pretty protective of food because he came in emaciated and most likely had to protect whatever food he found. If you're interested in being a short-term foster, please call 843-255-5010. Next, we'd like to highlight Sunny. Sunny is a tuxedo cat in desperate need of a new home. Sadly, he has become territorial with other cats in his home and needs to find an only cat household. He's a beautiful tuxedo male, up to date on all his vaccinations and neutered. He loves basking in the sun, playing with his toys, and being a cuddle bug. If you're interested or know someone who is, please reach out to Beaufort County Animal Services at 843-255-5010. And finally, Courage was brought into us as a stray and has earned the name Courage the Cowardly Dog since he is not doing well in this environment. We have brought him up front to hang out with us, but he needs someone to take time with him and open him up. He really is a very sweet boy, but needs a lot of work to get him comfortable. If you or anyone you know is interested in fostering Courage, please call us at 843-255-5010. Thanks for listening to Beaufort County This Week. This podcast is a production of BCTV. For more information, please head to BeaufortCounty.tv. Chloe G, Social Media and Production Specialist. Matt Golden, Production Specialist. Cassie Hedden, Production Specialist. Vincent Verger, Director. All rights reserved.